You know, we do a lot of discussing on segments with the show about bullying. I think there's never been more awareness about it. Recently, we had Anthony Iani on, who's with the Michigan Department of Civil Rights, former Spartan basketball player and Okemos player. And he talked about being bullied, despite being a big guy. He talked about being bullied in school and how it affected his life and how he had to push back eventually on that and how others helped him get along, how he tries to help people. And that's great. That's talking about kids. It's talking about teens. What about grown-ups? Do grown-ups bully? Or is that just what we call difficult interpersonal relations? Let's talk about it this morning with the good doctor, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, and, of course, drjohnb.com, where the podcasts always are, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and welcome back from Seattle, where I know you were with family. So
I was.
Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Coming back from family there and getting ready to greet family coming in town in the next 24 hours. It's that time of year.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I think it's safe to say bullying occurs at all ages. And I think a good definition just would be a person who uses strength or power to harm or intimidate other persons, okay, who are weaker. And I think the main thing we have to do is we just can't find it acceptable. What we're talking about adults today. And I think if we are dealing with a bully, and they can be anywhere, this relates to people that are yelling, screaming, name-calling, sarcastic jokes, just fear-producing, constant criticism, intimidation, disrespecting your views. One thing to do is just relocate, get away from people when they're doing this.
Right.
If we have to be with them, we have to quickly and we have to consistently let them know this isn't acceptable, just something that we're not going to put up with. We can ignore the person as much as possible because bullies really are there to get attention. And we also always have to remember, even though if someone's trying to bully you, it's not something necessarily to make you feel better, but to know the person has low self-esteem and they're doing this just to try themselves, make themselves feel better. If the social media, we want to block all contact with them whatsoever. I think that's important. I run into some people that have really run into some bullying from family, friends on social media, and you just eliminate that, just keeps them away. You don't have to explain things to a bully. You don't have to say anything because it's not going to make any difference anyway. And you can always use joke or humor yourself to show them how ridiculous they really are, whether it's with a look, with a sound, with a joke, whatever it might be. And if it's in a work situation, I think you let the person know it's unacceptable. And if they're still not willing to change, then I think you have to go to the manager, the person in charge, and you have to talk to him or her and just spell out what the issues are and what you feel needs to happen. And we have to realize that there are just people like this in the world, and we're just going to encounter them, and we just have to be ready to deal with them. Because I've worked with many people over the years that kind of play the role of mouse. And they're really unhappy. They just take abuse, and they just kind of take it. And the bully kind of enjoys just being the person that can just intimidate and make the person feel bad.
One thing about this, I guess, a cautionary tale. I mean, I was always taught that you respond and you try to intervene and protect the weaker from the stronger when you see a predator and prey situation, if you get where I'm going with that. And I've done that in my adult life, too, sometimes to varying effect. I guess there's a fine line between, two, seeing, you know, witnessing. You're not the obvious butt of it, but someone else's, and wanting to intervene and knowing when to not intervene and monitor and just stay. I just say there's a, from personal experience, there is a fine line there, and it's not always easy to see.
Well, I think discretion is the better part of valor, and we never want to have a confrontation.
I know.
Okay. And one of the problems with intervening, particularly in a marital dispute, as police officers will tell you or anyone else, that you can all of a sudden become the object of the scorn, okay? So
sure.
you you do really have to watch what you're doing. You can try to help the person get away from the scene or even use a little humor yourself, because we've seen, and this is one of the things that happens in family situations around the holidays, which we're in right now, that people are around people that they really might not want to be around, but they are, and this can lead to little negative, sarcastic comments. So I do feel we can try to be helpful, and I think we ought to as best we can, but there are times that we can make a situation worse by entering into the argument or something that's going on. Because remember, in bullying, you do have a situation that you really can't have a good discussion with a bully either, because they don't want to have a good discussion. So they will use any tactic, any name-calling, any distancing statements to stay away. You're just best to try to use techniques and strategies of getting away, not having contact, and using humor yourself, not trying to go to the level of the bully, but one does need to confront the bully or the bully will continue bullying.
Doc, have you ever had people come to you with a pretty good self-awareness and say, look, I think I do push other people around. I am a bully. I am guilty of these things. I don't want to be, but I think it's part of my human nature. It's part of who I am, and I'm having a hard time breaking away from it. It's easy. I kind of, at times, enjoy. Do you ever have people say that, or does a bully, not the type who will normally show up and be looking for help from a person like you?
I've had more of that than you might think. Probably in the last year, maybe five people. And what it relates to is sarcasm normally. People are sarcastic.
Sure.
They have trouble in their interactions with family, friends, or others. And even if they try, they see themselves as a jokester, but they're not.
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, they may be jokes, but they're not funny jokes. So, yes, there are people that this is not necessarily the classic bully that we're thinking about, but there are people that in relationships, if their great relationships are falling apart, if people are getting angry with them, that they realize they need to stop. But it's almost an automatic thing they've been doing for so long that they just do it. So, yes, I do work with people. And one of the strategies always is, before the day starts, decide something you won't do. Make sure you're not going to do something. And that's a good strategy, because usually the person says, well, it just happens. Someone does something they consider dumb, okay, or they consider just open to an attack, and they just have to say something, and that's where you just have to work on scaling back. And I've had success with that, but believe it or not, people that are sarcastic see themselves as funny, and they enjoy it, and they enjoy bothering people, which of course is unfortunately one of the things of the bully. And often they change because they have to, due to work situation or relationships with people they care for.
Yeah. So the dividing line there, the fine line between someone being overly sarcastic and being witty, is that's the tricky part. You can be thought of as one and like, I don't know if I want to be around them, or you can thought of being the other, and you could be literally the life of the party without bringing others down in the process, and that's a good thing.
Well, that's an art, too. I mean, I
sure
think you can be entertaining. And also, you have to look at who you're dealing with. I mean, some people like the give and take.
Right, know your audience.
Of discussion, and others are easily intimidated, embarrassed.
Sure.
And they're made to feel badly, and that's part of that sixth sense that a lot of people don't have, because I've had people referred to me through HRs, through different companies. Person says, well, he says it, how come he doesn't get in trouble? And I say, well, you know, there are people that are charming, and there are people that can say things that when you say them, they come across as a real negative kind of a thing. Whereas if he or she says them, it's taken in a much more lighthearted way. So, but again, bullying is something that if you see it, you know it, and it's just painful and really, really inappropriate. So there are some people that want to change, but there are very unhappy people or people with very low self-esteem, and they do get their satisfaction throwing zingers and being negative around other people. We're best to stay away from that kind of person, but if we do encounter them, let them know unacceptable. We don't want to have physical confrontation, but we do want to keep toxic people away from us.
Doc, what's this is it? 'Tis the season. So, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm really thankful for family. I'm thankful for actually our interactions, Dave, I think, in terms of working with people, being around people that we enjoy, having faith in terms of beliefs in the future, beliefs Agreed. In the present.
Yeah.
And just generally, I've never felt better. I think these are exciting days. I think if we approach every day as a day that we can add something to it, that we can make our lives more meaningful and hopefully those around us, then we have a lot to be grateful for. And I believe my mother always said, the biblical one, to whom much is given, much is expected. You know, do unto others, you have them do unto you.
Sure.
This you do to my most vulnerable creatures, you do unto me. All these statements that you remember when you get older, that all were those that were given to you when you were younger. So these are days to be grateful. We can choose to not be grateful, but that's certainly not going to make us happy. So let's look at those things that make us happy and try to help make other people the same way.
DrJohnB.com, the podcast there, Regional Psychological in EL. Always great to talk to you. I'm thankful for people with positive outlooks like you. Sometimes I can get down in the mire a little bit and I got to climb back out and look up and there's the doc. That's good.
The song got the whole world on a string. How does that sound? And
yeah,
move forward.
It sounds like a Sinatra song is what it sounds like to me. Not so bad. Always appreciate talking to you. Talk to you later. We'll come up here and we'll visit with Tanya J. Powers right after weather here. Stick around. 1320 WILS.